Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So episode 29, the week 11 Q&A. We got some cool new questions for today and definitely some more interesting answers to those questions. But before that, make sure to grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink to really make sure that you can enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. And on top of that, if you want to have your question answered on the show, right, feel free to either send it over email over at questions@theweightmates.com, or if you want to just do it through social media, that's fine as well. I have Instagram and Twitter. Both handles are @theweightmates, so you can just, you know, shoot me a DM and then I'll answer it there, but I'll also answer it on the show. So with that out of the way, let's get into question number one, which is a pretty long question, but I think it's a really good one. So after last episode, I started picking up running as my preferred form of cardio, but now I have a lot of pain in my legs. What's going on, right? Like what is really happening here? Well, a couple of things could be going on. Two things that I think are most likely that are going on right now. It's either A, shin splints, right? Or B, you're just putting a ton of pressure on your joints, which is causing a bit more pain than usual. If it is shin splints, right, you'll usually have pain in your lower leg, either at the front or on the sides. And this usually tends to happen when you all of a sudden start running, right, or jogging, or, you know, walking a lot, because your body's not used to actually doing all of that exercise. And so the pressure that you put on the muscles down there on the bone is actually quite intense. And so you will experience pain from that. The best solution to that, right, to shin splints, or at least a good solution for, you know, the first week or so, is to make sure to massage it, right? Massage the area that hurts, if that doesn't hurt, of course. And make sure to keep the leg elevated, right? The leg that hurts the most, keep that elevated. And if it's swelling, use some ice packs to reduce the swelling. If it's not solved within a week, please go and see a doctor. Or if you're really worried about it, go and see a doctor. And they might be able to prescribe you some kind of medicine for it. If it is not shin splints and you're thinking that it might be, you know, putting a lot of pressure on your joints, right? So you're not feeling pain on the front and the side of your lower leg. Instead, you're feeling pain around the knees, the ankles, your upper leg. If you're feeling that kind of pain, then you are most likely putting a lot of pressure on your joints, which is normal, because if you are overweight, then obviously, on top of the fact that your joints already have to carry all that weight throughout the day as you're just doing your normal tasks, now you're actually jogging and running, which causes all that weight to kind of come down quite a bit, quite a lot harder than it normally would, right? Because there's all that weight that, you know, your body has to push up every single time. And so, you know, 9 out of 10 times, the best way to solve that is to kind of keep going at it, but go a bit slower or a bit less far, right? Really build it up slowly. Even if that means that you can only run 0.5 mile, that's okay. As long as you build it up slowly, right? And then, you know, build up further as you go along, right? From 0.5 mile to 3/4 mile to 1 mile and so on and so forth. Then you will actually stop feeling these pains over time because your body's getting used to them. You're losing weight and so the pressure becomes less. So for question number two, it is, why do I gain fat so easily? Well, this is a quite interesting question because it's something that most people don't really tend to think about. Because if you were to think right now about the past few weeks, months, years in which you were gaining weight, right? If you haven't started, right? Then do you really know from what point you started gaining weight? Can you accurately pinpoint that? If you can, congratulations, you are special. If you cannot, don't worry, that is absolutely normal. And so the main reason for gaining that fat so easily is because it's just simply a lot easier to consume more calories, right? People don't accidentally do exercise. People don't accidentally make the healthy choice, right? Because if you really think about it, doing exercise to burn calories is a lot harder than going out in the evening to McDonald's to get yourself another Big Mac or to have two glasses of Coca-Cola every night, right? Or to eat roughly 8 apples every day. I mean, that last one might be a bit harder than the first two, but you kind of get the picture, right? It's a lot easier to eat those extra calories than to not do that, right? Which could be a great reason as to why you're gaining fat so easily. On the off chance that you're not eating extra things or drinking extra things that cause you to gain fat, there are some diseases that tend to really increase fat gain, right? Or maybe there's a disease where the medicine for that disease actually allows you to hold on to fat a lot more than you normally would. If that is the case, or if you suspect that's the case, again, go see a doctor. They'll be able to tell you much more about that. Now, I'm going to try and continue without running out of breath because, wow, I have been running out of breath really quickly this episode. But the third and last question that we're going to ask today is, what are some alternatives to SECO, right? To the approach of counting your calories, because that's the approach that I generally recommend. But I also very much understand that there's people who have bad experiences with that approach, or who have other pre-existing conditions that don't really allow them to really participate in SECO as anyone else would. So, you know, from that perspective, I actually have two different approaches that you can take, and these are not different diets like intermittent fasting or keto, because personally, again, I'm not a fan of those things, mainly because they're not very reliable. So instead, I have found two new approaches that you can take, which still rely on the scientific principle of keto, but without all of the extra hassle of calorie counting and, you know, keeping track of everything you eat, right? So the first approach of that is routine eating, right? And there's quite a lot of people that already do this automatically. They just don't know it. And essentially what it means is that you have the same meals every single day, or nearly every single day, right? So for example, they will have a poached egg in the morning with some toast. They'll have a grilled cheese for lunch, and they'll have some kind of potatoes, some kind of meat, and some kind of vegetables for dinner, right? And they do that every single day, or almost every single day. If you can look at that and you can then say, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't add a lot of gravy over my dinner, right? That is a place where you can cut calories, right? And so that way you only have to figure out once the things that are healthy and the things that are not healthy. You only have to figure out once what your calorie budget more or less is, and what your daily meals kind of, you know, fill up of that calorie budget. And then after that, you can just slowly start cutting some things and until you fit within your budget, within your either your deficit budget or your maintenance budget. And then if you stick to that for the next however many weeks, then you will lose weight, or you will at least stay at the same weight, right? And so that could be a very easy to follow approach to losing weight, or to staying the same weight. The second approach that I'm sharing that could be an alternative to SECO is to replace products. Now, what I mean by this is that you find healthier replacements for the foods you're eating currently. This approach is a little bit more, time-consuming than routine eating, right? But if you don't want to eat the same thing every single day, then this is definitely a better approach. And so essentially what you do, you identify certain foods that you're having, like, for example, a certain type of bread, or a certain type of meat, or a certain type of potato, and you kind of start looking around to see if there's an alternative for that, right? So if you're normally eating these white bread buns for breakfast or for lunch or whatever, then you might find that some supermarkets actually sell thinner buns, right? Or whole grain buns, right? Those kind of things. And then if you start slowly replacing all of the products that you can easily identify as being unhealthy, things like Coca-Cola, fried potato, whatever, other kinds of meats that might be very heavy in calories, then you can very quickly start replacing those things, which should allow you to create a lower calorie intake on a daily basis, which will actually help you lose weight, right? And that way you never have to really count calories. You just simply have to compare products, right? Where you go, okay, I could have one glass of Coca-Cola for an X amount of calories, or I could have a glass of orange juice for an X amount of calories. Now, actually, to be fair, those two, in terms of calories, lie really close to each other, right? Roughly around 130 calories, I believe. But the main difference is the orange juice would be a much healthier choice because it has a ton more vitamins in there, right? And usually no added sugars, right? If you get the right brands. So with that approach, you can very quickly identify the bad products in your diet and replace those with healthier products that you still very much like, but that will actually help you lose weight. So, with that out of the way, that is three more questions answered for this podcast episode. I am absolutely 100% out of breath because I always am whilst recording these things. But regardless, I do really hope that this helps with your weight loss journey. I want to thank you very much for listening and I hope that you have a great day. And please pay attention to this podcast on Friday. I'll have a very nice announcement. That'll be a very nice thing or a very nice way to close out this year. Either way, just thank you very much for listening and hope that you have a great day.